Thank you for tuning into the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, and I am here with another episode where we are going to take a look at the pieces. But before we get into it, be sure to go follow us on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at She Blows It. And be sure to subscribe, like, and follow this podcast on all platforms where podcasts are available. This episode is sponsored by Misfit Chronicles, where life is what you make it. For the latest nonfiction prose, fiction prose, and poetry, go check out Misfit Chronicles at www.misfitchronicles.com. I knew I needed to record an episode, so last night, after I finished my mindfulness skills and yoga group, I went through some of my work on Misfit Chronicles, and I came across a piece that I wrote way back in 2019, 5 years ago, and that piece connected so much with the theme of my mindfulness skills and yoga group. And I was just like, this is the universe telling me that I need to share this piece with y'all. So here you go. This episode is called Pieces. I hope you enjoy. Happy listening. In one way or another, we're all an enigma, and the complexities of our existence intrigue us so much that life becomes a scavenger hunt where we're searching for the missing pieces that complete us, make us whole, and as if we have greater purpose in this life. Whatever the purpose is, may it be great and carry us throughout this journey of connecting the pieces of life together. As we travel this path, what we're not going to do is judge each other as we make our way through the forest to put these fucking pieces together. What's the need? We all have our own destiny. That's why the pieces to your puzzle will never fit mine, and mine will never fit yours. Oh, and did we really expect someone to put the pieces of our lives together for us? Here's the thing about that. We are all responsible for ourselves, and no one owes us shit. We owe everything to ourselves, and we owe ourselves more than anyone. Let's think about it this way. Our parents don't even owe us shit now, nor did they owe us shit when we couldn't care for ourselves. The caring for us part was a choice they made, and they took responsibility for themselves and made it priority that their responsibility included nurturing us into adulthood and beyond. That's it. All of the pieces of your life, present, past, and future, were scattered throughout all 28,000 acres, and you had to tread through the swamps, dig through mud, get bitten by bugs you've never even seen in your life, eat live insects and animals, and learn how to purify filthy water in order to survive to find the pieces of your life. Catch this, though. The more pieces you collect, the more you gain clarity, understanding, and acknowledge your past. Move forward with a clean slate and have all of your desires come into fruition. That sounds bomb as fuck until it's time to start aimlessly searching through a giant rainforest, doesn't it? Think about how much time it would take to do that, and some may think it's impossible. Some may need to take a break, some may give up, and some may never know. As long as you keep collecting pieces, you're closer and closer to understanding life, yourself, and everything around you with a clear perspective. The first piece I found is symbolic of a ninja warrior fighter. I've gotten my ass whooped plenty of times, but I stand up, beat up, dirty and all, and continue to fight. We get down in life, and I know what I'm about to say is super cliche, but when you're down, where else can you go besides up? I'm not one of those people that'll sit here and embellish life because the bitch is already iced out. So don't think for a second that you won't get tired and want to just lay on a palm frond somewhere and pretend you're a magnetic field. Your puzzle pieces are magnets and they just will automatically latch onto you. But in reality, the parts of ourselves that make us who we are essential to everything we do, the people we encounter on a daily basis, and we simply can't give up for those reasons. no one else can collect the pieces for us, so we might as well get up off of our asses and figure out what's really good with our aura so we can continue to collect these pieces. I fancy the day that I can say that all of my pieces are put together, but the scavenger hunt is a motherfucker. On this hunt, there are truths that must be told, faced, and acknowledged. Don't give up. What I've learned is that no one can tell on you if you tell on yourself, simply. Own all those pieces and who you are, so it's impossible for a person to make a feeble attempt to destroy the pieces that you've so desperately been searching for. The real question here is, what if you find the truth? Are you ready to face the truth? But who wants to do that when it's much easier to accept a lie and wallow in misery? It's just way too easy. But the truth is, something we all must face. It's a piece of the puzzle, so the truth has to fit somewhere. Nonetheless, let's not pretend that the Mercury retrograde hasn't thrown us off of our energies and thrown our energies off balance, okay? This shit is based on signs. Follow directions. This shit is based on energy. Feel it. That shit grows. It bursts out. And then voila, the truth. So many things are being revealed during this period to test us and to shift us where we need to be. It's like a natural disaster. Let's think of an earthquake. An earthquake, the land shifts. Damage is done, but everyone in the surrounding area must endure its effects and its wrath before the damage is repaired. The same thing applies to us. We must endure the wrath on the inside before we can repair it. Then once we do, we appreciate the strife in protecting our pieces and even discover new ones. Simply put, the journey ain't easy. You have a ninja warrior piece to your puzzle too. Have you found it? If you have, I encourage you to keep getting up until you kick some ass, or if you're already up, continue kicking ass. If you haven't, it's there. It takes time to find it. And they say, when you look for something, you always find it. And sometimes you may not even know that the missing piece to your life is sitting right in front of you. Thank you for tuning into this episode on the She Blows It podcast, Pieces, brought to you by Misfit Chronicles. I hope that you are able to take something away from this episode. I hope that this episode inspired you. I hope this episode challenged you, and I hope this episode made you think. I'm just a girl with a mic, wrestling with the philosophies and realities in life itself. Until next time.